Are there other events that you can say, looks like we had a really good effect, we've really been able to turn the tide? There are a lot of different peace groups and justice groups scattered throughout the state. Your membership of 172 shows that that's the case. Getting them to work together is not an obvious thing, I would think.
It's difficult, I think, to get people to work together if you don't have a concrete goal and a very clear program of action. I think when people have a shared project, that's usually the best way to get people together and to cooperate. I think one of our biggest successes was in 2006 when we helped local groups put initiatives on their local ballots to call for an end to the Iraq War, to call for immediate withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. And we were successful in placing those initiatives on the ballot in 32 communities. I should say local activists were successful in that. We played a supporting role. And we ended up winning in all but 8 of those communities. And 6 of those communities that voted for immediate withdrawal from Iraq had actually voted for George W. Bush in the previous election. So we were able to be at 2006, which is really a critical time in terms of shaping of American public opinion. Opinion was at that time shifting against the war. For the state of Wisconsin, to put forward this message that not just in Madison or not just in Milwaukee, but in many small towns around the state that are considered conservative places, people were, you know, saying that the war should end and the troops should come home. And that was a wonderful project to work on because it brought together people from all over the state and, you know, in a shared, in a very concrete way to support each other.